Blog Talk Radio.
I want to introduce to you right now your friend Devin. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God is so
let the church
say
amen.
Yeah. Can I get a
witness?
Oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
To
what his word is. Church, say, let the church 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 say
Well, good evening to you. The two songs that you heard tonight is Let the Church Say Amen by Andre Crouch. And the second song is Need a Little More Jesus by Erica Campbell. And I just want to say good evening to you, those on the phone line, in the chat room, those that's listening by Skype, and any other way or avenue that you can hear the word of God. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane with Win the Walks of Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way back to Jesus. And I hope that everyone had a wonderful Christmas. And I hope that your Christmas was merry, it was bright, and I hope that it was more hugs and kisses than gift giving, because that means so much more than giving someone a gift. And the greatest gift you can give someone is to love them and to tell them that you love them. And so I hope it was a lot of hugs and kiss, I love you and Jesus loves you kind of day. But anyway, before I get into the word, I just really would like to encourage you all, and I would like to speak into your hearing what the plans of God is for 2018. As we come into 2018, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying it's going to be more of God showing himself mighty and glorious. I also hear the Spirit saying things are going to move rapidly like never before, and many are going to turn back to or come seeking God like never before, because it's at a point now where there is nowhere to run or hide. And so many is going to run to Jesus like never before. Just watch 2018. I want you to know it's going to be open season for many of you. And God is saying that there is an outpouring taking place in your life right now in preparation for 2018. And I thank God for that. And I just claim it in the name of Jesus. Because God is saying many have passed the test. The Lord said he has heard every cry, and he's moving on our behalf. But what we got to do, we got to follow the order of God. We got to be in position. We got to be attentive. And we got to watch God's manifestation in our lives. And remember to commit yourself unto the Lord. Focus yourself on the Lord. Trust him, and he will deliver whatever it is that you desire or that you speak or that you want. And I just thank God for the word that is being delivered, and I thank God for the move of his Holy Spirit. And before we get into the word, I'm going to play another song by Bishop Paul Morton, Don't Do It Without Me. And when that song is played, we're going to get into the word.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say, Lord,
and increase you in this lesson. May your words penetrate our spirit and not our emotions. We counsel the devil plots and plans right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the word will go forth and that it will penetrate our hearts, that we may examine ourselves and change our attitudes, that we will not only be hearers but doers of the word of God. And we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for every blessing that you have given us this day and that you're yet to give us. And we just want to give you our undivided attention, Lord, and let us be able to receive this word and let this word minister to us, Lord, and let something in our lives be changed that may not be in the order that you have ordered our steps. And we just going to praise you and love you. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen, amen, amen. Our scripture reading is going to come from Matthew, the 16th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse. That's Matthew, the 16th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse. And the word said, and Jesus responded, Simon, son of Jonah, you are blessed because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the forces of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth is already, on earth is already bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. May God give a blessing to the reading of that word. And what I want to talk about tonight is binding and loosening prayers that unlock heaven. Binding and loosening prayers that unlock heaven. Prayer is communication with God. It's talking to him and listening to him. Because if you bring it to God, he's going to bring it back to you. He's going to give you his approval. He's going to speak to you to something you may have asked. And we have to have our ears open to know the voice of God and hear the voice of God. Because I want you to understand that prayer brings us into God's presence. He wants us to have unbroken fellowship with him. But yet so many of us get up and we start our day putting on a pot of coffee. We start to shower. We brush our teeth. We wash our face and not even acknowledge God. As we get into our day, things start to spin out of control, and then we start looking for God. But what we must learn to do is to start our day with God, to line up our day with God, to set our atmosphere so wherever we tread, we can have power and authority. It don't take all day for you to say, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your breath of life. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Simple as that. See, when your day does not include God, you fail to put on, and you fail to put on your full armor of protection. And you are not prepared for what is ahead. And you cannot tread over serpents and scorpions. You can't fight any principalities and rulers in darkness or wickedness. And we are unarmed and vulnerable to the serpents, the scorpions, the wolves, the wickedness, and any other enemy waiting to attack us. See, prayer is the arm of God for protection. The adversity will know that it cannot touch you and come near you. Let it be important enough where you can get up a little earlier to spend that time with God. It may not keep you from coming in contact with the enemy, but at least you are prepared for the confrontation. Because when we are unprotected and the attack comes upon us, we will still try to fight in our own strength. And it is an unprepared fight. And now you are fully distracted. You're feeling that you're being violated by the enemy. But I want you to know tonight, Jesus is right there by your side. And all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus to rescue you. That's why it's better to pray before you go into your day, so that you can be ready for the fight. That's why he tells us in his word to pray continually. We can pray on the go. It's not the same effect or results you will get if you get quiet and spend quality time in his presence to hear his voice, because God has instructions for us. And in order for you to receive those instructions, you have to attentively be in quiet time with him. We need to set apart a specific time daily to spend alone with God. Sometimes it takes all these things to acquire the key to unlock heaven. Because fellowship with him brings us into a love relationship with our Heavenly Father. Prayer will keep us close to God. We draw near to him through prayer. He promised that he will draw near to us when we draw near to him. And the number one rule in praying and to get results is to pray in line with God's word, believing that what we bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever's loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. God's word is his will for our lives. The word of God contains the answer to every problem that could confront us. We can find the answer to our problem when we take it to God in prayer. When we pray according to his will, when we believe God's word, when we pray in line with his word, he hears us and he answers our prayer. And I'm just not trying to say that you got to be perfect in order for God to answer your prayer. But if you pray earnestly from your heart, believing that whatever you're praying that is already answered is what God's looking for, and that means you got to have faith and you got to have trust. Because prayer unlocks the gate of heaven. It is the key to unlock heaven and every blessing to be released to you from heaven. And the next step is we got to pray effectively in faith. Because Mark 11:24, Jesus said, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. We have to believe we receive when we pray. I hear people say all the time they're praying, and in the next breath they'll say, oh, I'm tired of waiting. Well, that's because you didn't pray believing that it's already answered. If you already believe it's answered, you won't have the doubt that it will not be answered. We have to believe we receive when we pray, because God said what in his word, that he has given to every believer the measure of faith. We must develop that faith by spending time in the word of God, because the key to success in prayer is expecting results. We must believe that his power went to work the moment we prayed in faith. James 5:14 say, call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And I know, and I've heard it, and I've been a suspect of it also. People are questionable about people laying hands on them with oil in their hands. The all is symbolic. It is a point of contact. It does not do anything. It is the faith and believing it in Jesus' name is what brings the result. And the follow-up about the all, you can read it in the scriptures in reference to the all in Exodus 25 and 6, Exodus 30, 22 through 28, Exodus 40, 9 through 10, Psalms 89, 20, and Psalms 92 and 10. It all talks about the anointing with the oil. And it is a small-minded people who think that the oil is going to do something to them. What you really need to understand is that what people say over you is more damaging than laying of hands with oil. And it is so ironic to me that there is some trust issue, and I feel like this, if you think I'm going to do something to you, why trust me to pray for you? Did you know that people can pray witchcraft prayers, reversal prayers, wrong prayers over you? Did you know it's so easy to transfer a spirit if you don't know the person praying for you? The Bible says try the spirit by the spirit. And, you know, sometimes people will ask me to pray for them, and I will pray for them without the oil. I will ask them, do they believe in the oil? And if they say no, I'll pray for them without the oil. But believe me, when I finish praying, I'm going to wash my hand and anoint myself because I don't know what spirit was in that person that I just prayed for. When you come in contact with a person and pray for them, whatever in them can sometimes transfer on you if you are not careful. And if you find yourself around someone that's always complaining and crying about their problems and always coming up asking for the same prayer, always being negative, get away from them because they are transferring on unloading those spirits on you. And if you don't know how to properly shield your spirit, that's the whole key. You got to know how to shield your spirit. If not, it will transfer on you and you will feel the same way down spirit that's on them. I want you to understand that praying in faith is merely having confidence in God's willingness to use his power to answer your prayer. Once you have prayed in faith, we must stand our grounds until the manifestation comes. We got to stand firm on the word and believe God for results. We got to hold fast to our confession of faith because our confession life should line up with our prayer life because confession helps you to be delivered from your sins, to renew you, to create a transformation in your life. And if you are sincere, you will be sincere in pleasing the Lord. We should always pray to the Father in Jesus' name because Jesus said that his Father would grant whatever we ask when we ask in his name. When we pray in Jesus' name, we get God's attention. People often believe that man himself has the power to heal, that the man has the power to deliver and to answer the prayers themselves. But I want you to know, dear heart, it's not in the will of man. It's in the will of God. It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that roams in the atmosphere, that touches that person, and they become healed. Man is not the healer. Doctors are not the healer. But man can usher in the anointing by the word of God and speaking on in his faith on behalf of the Lord. But Jesus is the name that is above every name. So when we pray in Jesus' name, according to the word of faith, God will quickly respond to us. And there is a problem that's plaguing this earth, this nation, And I hear so many people that I have been around that say, I will never forgive them. Let me explain to you, unforgiveness is a huge hindrance to having your prayers answered. You have to be in the right standing. Your spirit has to have room with nothing but the goodness of the Lord in order for him to move and move mountains in your inner self, and to be able to know that whatever's in you, it's room for him to impart more into you. Because Mark 2:25 say, Jesus said, if we do not forgive men their sins, our Father will not forgive our sins. Jesus said, when you start praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. And I know when we have been hurt, we should run to God and we should ask him to make things right. But it's as if it's only when we forgive and remain in his love. Sometimes you may have to ask God to remove that malice from your heart. Sometimes you got to persevere and you got to let it go. You got to forget about what happened to you, because 9 times out of 10, it's going to happen again. So are you going to continue holding on in your heart? Every day someone may step on your toes and say something to you that's not of God and that is that is hurtful. And we got to understand, we got to just let it be. We got to let it go. We got to ask God to give us strength to overcome whatever that hurt is or what that person has done to us. We got to ask him for comfort, and we got to ask him to heal us. We got to walk in love and forgiveness to have our prayers answered. That's the bottom line. I don't care how you try to go around it, but that is biblical. The bottom line is the truth, and the truth will set you free. We must pray for those who misuse us. The power of doing the right thing and being forgiven always gives you power over that person. And then it will allow God to effectively work on that person. We must heal from our wounds that have been inflicted on us from evil men. And every day we may have someone that will hurt us or that will say something to hurt us. We just live in that kind of world. And we got to grow up and mature and know that that is not of God for us to get revenge or hold something against somebody, because that person just may not know no better. If they are not saved, they don't know no better. Now, same person, that's a different story. But then we have to question if they are really saved. Because I want you to know the power of doing the right thing and being forgiven gives you power over that person. And you will heal from all your wounds. But that does not mean that you continue to go around the people that hurt you. You forgive them, but you don't hold it against them. And that doesn't mean that you run to them with the tongue in cheek and say, okay, I'm going to kissy, kissy, kissy for you to slap me again. Even though the Bible say turn the other cheek, but it's not literally saying turn the other cheek. It's saying let the situation roll off of your shoulder and you just be ready for the other cheek to maybe be affected. It means that you do not continue to hold that malice in your heart from the first cheek turn. And I understand when I go in the hospital and I visit the sick in the hospital, I would speak healing over those people as I pass a room. I don't know what's in their heart, and I don't even worry about it, because it's God that knows, and he knows who I am speaking on their behalf or interceding for, and he knows who is ready for the healing. I don't go back and try to find out if they healed or not. I believe God for their healing. See, a lot of people want things easy for them. They look for others to pray for them because they think that the miracle is in that person that's praying. But I'm willing to bet you that God will hear your prayer just as good as he will hear that person that's praying for you prayer. You go to God on your own behalf sometimes. Because man can't do it. Man can intercede for you, but he is not the one that has the last say so. Tell you something. How do you know if that person has your situation at heart? How do you know if that person is praying for you or against you? And I'm not trying to put nothing in nobody's head for them to start saying, oh, I got to watch who I let pray for me. And yes, you do have to watch who you let pray for you. And don't get me wrong, because it's good to have intercessors praying with you, but know who they are. Know if they are interceding on your behalf. Know if they are interceding for you or against you. The Bible says where there are two or more believing on Jesus, he is in the midst. And we can trust God for his, if we can't trust nobody else, we can trust God for his breakthrough, for our circumstances to change. We got to pray to him to restore. We got to pray for him to bring us out of our storm, that we will know that we have our own personal keys to open heaven. And a lot of times we accept malfunction in our health. We got to get up. And sometimes we may get up not feeling well, and if anyone asks us how do we feel, we'll start explaining about all our pains and aches. Let me tell you something. You better speak to them aches and them pains and them malfunction, and you better tell Dr. Jesus all about it. Don't have sickness to overtake your body. You start declaring and decreeing that you are healed by Jesus' stripes. We got to understand that God said, anything you ask in my name, I will do it. So if you got aches and pains, you speak to them aches and them pains and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. Pain, you got to go. Aches, you got to go. Malfunction, you got to go. We got to start declaring and decreeing, by Jesus' stripes we are healed. I've never seen so many people that welcome sickness in their lives. Who want to be sick? Nobody in their right mind. We need to remember to ask God to heal our body. We need to tell sickness it cannot enter into our body. We need to say, by Jesus Christ, we are healed. And that every functional organ will line up. That our nerves will line up. Our muscles, our ligaments will line up. And then you thank God for your wholeness, your healthy, your prosperous body. You remind God to keep your mind sound and defeat the news of sickness in our body from the doctor or the test result. And lastly, we should close all our prayer time with thanksgiving, with the assurance of knowing God already got it. He said, anything you ask in my name, I will do it. Philippians 4:4-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. If we truly believe that we receive when we pray, then we will start thanking God. We should thank him continually while we are waiting for the manifestation of the prayers to our the manifestation of the answers to our prayers. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We should thank God for what we don't see, yet because we believe it's already done. I want you to know that prayer is the doorway into the mightiest release of power that's known to man. All you got to do is stay connected to God through prayer and be obedient so that he can bring his will to pass in your life. And I've heard people say, well, God haven't answered my prayer. And sometimes God withholds something from us or changes it to something different. And it's only because what we asked for wasn't good for us. God may have another plan. His plan is not our plan. His way is not our way. What we think is best may not be the best. Only God knows what's best for you. Only God knows where your destiny lies. Only God knows the plans for your life. So when we ask what you must. Ask what you desire. But let God give the increase of whatever he deemed right for you. If you don't believe God can answer prayer, it serves you no purpose to even pray. Because you're praying amiss. Because you got to have faith. You got to believe that God will and can answer prayer. Sometimes God has a sense of humor, and he may just do something in your life miraculously just so he can show you who he is to you, just so he can get the glory, just so he can display his glory. So if something happens to you unexpectedly, he does it so that he may receive all the glory. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know prayer is the answer. It's the key to opening the doors of opportunity. And you got to bind up stuff, and you got to loose up stuff, and you got to bind and loose so that your prayers can be answered. The prayers that will unlock heaven, the prayers that will make the Holy Spirit move. It's the key to open the doors of opportunity. It's the key to open the eyes of our understanding and open the gates of heaven and to shut the gates to hell. So you speak that thing, what you believe, and God will bring the increase. Just like the word in Matthew says, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So tonight, I encourage you to bind and loose prayer, the prayers that will unlock heaven and shut the gates to hell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm closing in prayer. Lord, I thank you this night. I thank you, God, that your word did go forth. And I pray, God, that anyone don't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will surrender unto you and receive you on tonight. That they will know that Jesus will forgive them. He will accept them as they are. He will make you a new creation. Just ask him to come into your heart, soul, and mind. And I want you to know, if you don't know Jesus, I want you to know that he loves you so very much. And Lord, I pray every person that's listening on tonight and that will listen later on in iTime, that the Lord's goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their life. May their household be filled with unstoppable favor, uncommon favor, unexpected favor. Lord, and ask you as they prepare for 2018, that they are already binding and loosening and declaring and decreeing what is expected from you for 2018. Lord, I thank you right now, God, that you have given us the assurance that you will be our provider, that we will not lack in anything. Lord, that our soul will be in tune with you, God. Father, that we will follow you all the days of our lives. Lord, and I thank you right now for Psalms 91 that you have kept us. And we pray that you will continue to keep us, Lord, and that we will be better witnesses for 2018. Lord, that we will get real busy because we know that Jesus is coming back real soon. Lord, help us to be able to reach the lost. Help us to be able to reach the hopeless. Help us to be able to reach those that are bounded and tied up with all kinds of sin. Lord, that they will be set free. I pray over every sinner, Lord, that they will come to you, that they will seek you, and that we will be ready to share Jesus with them. Father, I thank you this night for letting me deliver this word. And I pray that this word will minister to us and that we will be set free, God. If anything that has been spoken tonight applies to us, God, that we will search our hearts and we will get it right, God, because we want to be in the right standing with you. Oh, Father, I thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. I thank you, God, for hearing every word that's been spoken. I thank you, God, for hearing this prayer. And I thank you, God, that this prayer is answered. Because I believe in my heart and my soul that it's already answered. Oh, God, and we just going to wait on your manifestation. Because this is not a voided prayer. This prayer is sealed, God. And we know, God, that you heard this prayer. We just going to give you the praise and the glory. We're going to give you the honor because honor goes to you, Lord. We are nothing without you. And we don't want to get in your way, Lord. Whatever your plans are, God, don't do it without us. I just thank you, God. And may the Lord just keep us forever in his loving arms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just want to say thank you so much, those on the phone line and the chat room. I thank you so much for joining in and allowing me to minister the word of God to you. And I'm going to open up the phone lines because someone may want to share something that will bless our souls because, you know, every day, we want to be blessed. We want to hear an encouraging word. It's enough negativity, and we want to hear something positive sometimes. And so the number is 323-792-2979. And if you press 1, it will put you in queue, and you can speak whatever's on your heart. Could add to what have been already spoken, and I will bring you in so that you can share the word of God. If you have nothing yet you want to share at this time, that's cool too, because I just pray that you are blessed from the word that's already been dispersed. And I pray that your week be a great week, a prosperous week, and we got the New Year's coming up, and I just want to say Happy New Year to you, and may 2018 bring you all that you desire, blessings, joy, peace, prosperity. And I just want to say that you, during traveling, be careful because you know the New Year's is when the drinkers and the party people and the shooting people are out. So be very careful, be very vigilant. But I bless you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you so very much for tuning in. And I hope that you will come back again. I don't know if I'm doing Bible study next week. I'll see. I'll let you all know if it's going to take place. But anyway, I am going to play a song, and I'm going to go out with this song by Rance Allen. I'm Prophet Shirley Cain with When to Walk the Jesus Ministry, and I just want you to be so very blessed. And I just want to say good night to you, and Jesus loves you, and so do I.